WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the club. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden. Jesse Diggins to the line.
Yes.
And it is Jesse Diggins delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, right here on The Roar.
Ohio State, Oregon topped the first AP poll. A four-run first dooms the Braves. Marte, a no-show for the D-backs, and Clemson baseball set to play fall ball down at the beach. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, August the 18th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Dr. Milt Louder, 725, sports and performance psychologist. Looking forward to visiting with him. Going to talk a little college football today, a little college baseball today, a little Major League Baseball today. A lot to do. Getting you closer, inching closer to the college football season. And, this week and next week, the last of our preseason weeks, and then we're here. So looking forward to that. The producer of this Tuesday show, once again, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. It's good
to be here. I feel like a new man.
Why so? You got some rest? What's the catalyst for that?
I got a little bit of rest. It was a long Monday.
Really?
It was a good Monday.
Good?
It was
good.
A long Monday.
Anything newsworthy? Anything you want to share? Anything you need to get consoled about, or any kind of therapy you need over here?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
It could be. I might revisit something that happened.
All right.
And change my answer, but to my knowledge, no. I'm doing pretty good.
I did something yesterday I've never done before.
What's that?
Well, it was a good Monday. Got home, cleaned out the garage a little bit, cleaned out, we had a odor of one of the trash cans from over the weekend when we were gone, so cleaned out the trash cans, had to do that, get all that out, and then clean up the house, getting it ready for the week, get to finish up some laundry, get it ready for the week, since I'm home most of the day, I can do some household chores. Then Drake comes, I didn't pick up my little girl, we had a good little nap yesterday, that was always fun, refreshing. Drake and I had baseball practice yesterday. That was nice. That was fun. Came home and spent some time with the wife and kids. That was all good from baseball practice. And then I did something I've never done before. I have two holes in two pair of shorts right in the seam of the butt. And I said, man, I like these shorts. I don't want to buy new shorts. No one in the family can sew. I learned how to sew yesterday. I sewed up a hole in both my pants, both my shorts. So, do you know how to sew? Can you sew holes up?
No.
Not that hard. But.
No, but look at you.
Yeah.
Just tearing down ginger
rolls.
I am
a domestic god.
Okay.
Tearing down gender roles, yes, yes. If I was waiting on Mary to fix it, it'd be a holy day around the house every morning. No, it was good, though. It was good. But the boiling point was that it took a little time to learn how to do it. So I was up a little later last night. Plus, I was late with the kids. We were up late last night. Anyway, didn't get to bed early enough. But that's okay. We'll get a little nap today. We'll be fine today. What are we doing in segment two today?
Segment two, I want to look at the AP poll.
Let's do it.
And ask you a couple questions.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I'm going to talk a lot about it. I had a lot of thoughts about a lot of teams on there.
Okay.
Can't wait for that. In case you missed it, Ohio State 1, Oregon 2, Georgia 3, Notre Dame 4, Texas 5. Defending national champions, Indiana 6, followed by Miami, A&M, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. Clemson first opponent, LSU 11, followed by Texas Tech, Alabama 13. First time in many years they hadn't been in the top 10. Southern Cal 14, BYU tied with Southern Cal 14. Michigan 16, I should say. Followed by Washington, Penn State, SMU, Tennessee. Utah's 21, followed by Iowa, Houston, Louisville, and Missouri. Madam Chairperson, Clemson 26, not receiving, others receiving votes. Clemson 26th. What's South Carolina 27, 28, 29, 30? South Carolina 31. So first time in 11 years, 12 years. First time Clemson hadn't been ranked AP poll preseason. First time since 2015, no SEC teams received a first-place vote. So we're getting all those scores, all that coming up a little bit later on. Major League Baseball from last night. Braves give up a four-run first, and that was it. They were doomed. Only put up two in the top of the fifth. But the four-run first doomed them. Perez got off to a bad start, and Braves lose to the Twins 4-2. Rest of Major League Baseball from yesterday's pennant races are heating up. Cardinals double up Reds 2-1. Rays over the Orioles 7-6. It was the Phillies over the Marlins 6-5. Reds did a walk-off against the Cardinals in 10-6-5. Tigers beat the Pirates 8-5. It was Red Sox 11-1 over the D-backs, who did not have Cattell Marte. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Mets double up Padres 2-1. Royals 9-5 over the A's. It was the Cubs in 10 walk-off. And this one 7-5 over the White Sox, a little crosstown rivalry. And Dodgers beat the Rockies 11-5. So we're keeping an eye on all the wild cards and all the division races with that one. Speaking of those D-backs and that Marte situation, Cattell Marte, a no-show for the game. Well, he's got some personal problems maybe, but he better, because you can't have that. You got to show up for your games. They're paying you millions of dollars. You need to show up for the game. And it's a strange situation going on in Arizona. We'll follow that one, see what comes of it. I have no idea what's going to happen there. Clemson baseball, this is pretty good news. This is interesting. Tigers going to play at Coastal Carolina in the Myrtle Beach Fall Showdown at Pelicans Park. Myrtle Beach on Saturday, October the 10th, and Sunday, October the 11th. Clemson open date weekend. And exhibition games are scheduled for 4 o'clock on that Saturday and 1 o'clock on that Sunday. Chanticleers will be the home team in game one, Clemson home team in game two. But $25 general admission ticket and parking $10, and Clemson trying to rebound off of last year. We're going to open up a little fall exhibition. Myrtle Beach, looking forward to that. New Coastal staff and all that, so looking forward to that. And so see if what the Tigers can put out there in the fall. Really, I think it's a great deal, so can't wait. It's going to be pretty cool. I was talking to my friend Buddy Sanji yesterday. He hosts LSU Radio down in Baton Rouge, and I'll reveal that. It's an interesting conversation we had off the air. Well, I'll talk about that a little bit. But one thing he did say is, hey, Mick, let me go ahead and tell you, LSU's loaded. Loaded. They go to practice there. This LSU's loaded. And so my thing was, well, I guess so. You didn't pay $50 million for chumps. And then he gets defensive on me and says, well, I mean, Ohio State bought theirs and Michigan bought theirs. And Indiana bought theirs. He said, that's the state of college football now, Mick. Well, yeah, I'm aware of that. Don't mean I have to like it. $50 million buys you a pretty good football team, apparently. Hopefully, if not, then you're in trouble. That's what's interesting to me. What if you pay $50 and you don't play as well? I mean, like last year, that'll get you fired. Brian Kelly, they spent almost as much or more than anybody last year and had to fire the coach. So what happens when it goes bad if you spend all that? I mean, I can write it off. And unfortunately, it's the thing we got to look at now is that. But what if you go 7-6, spending 50? I want some return on investment through all that. Anyway, I'll tell you what he said. We'll talk a little bit about LSU coming up. There's a very interesting article about Bill Connelly saying that the tempo era is dead, that teams are holding on to the football now and trying to keep their defenses on the sidelines, NFL-type college football model now. We'll talk about that article coming up. There's an article out about salaries we're going to get to today and what it costs. Like Jordan Seaton, offensive tackle that was at Colorado, that was highly recruited and chose to play for Deion for 2 years. He's playing for LSU now. $4 million for a left tackle. $4 million for a left tackle. So we'll talk about some of those things. I have a Clemson football thought we'll get to a little later on about depth and some places that Clemson's seemingly found some depth here in this. And why depth is important now. Because if you're going to spend all the money on the top line starters, you don't have to spend it on the second team guys. So I think depth, that's one thing Buddy pointed out, man, you got to stay healthy because, you know, it's a little bit like the NFL. You go get a high-priced free agent left tackle. Well, that means your second team guy, there's a big, big drop-off there because you're not going to be able to spend – you'd almost rather spend $2 million on two different tackles rather than $4 million on one because if it goes down, that's it. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And finally, Will Clanton. There was something that was sent out yesterday. This is on Twitter. Who tweeted this? This is one of the best tweets of the year. Because, you know, I talk about all those bad things going on. But let me find this for you. This was from ESPN. Yeah, here it is. ESPN College Football at ESPN CFB. And it is a list of the great games on the great weekends. And just let me go ahead and give you this now. On September the 26th, have you seen these two dates? September the 26th and November the 7th?
I've seen them before, yes.
Have you seen what games will be played on these two dates?
Good one. No, tell me.
Well, first, before I do it, let me talk about Ingles. Low prices. Love the Stavens. Love my friends at Ingles. So one of the great things about Ingles is that the expertise, they've got this thing figured out. And love the vegetables, fruits and vegetables segment. They did a great job with that one. Love when I make the turn around the corner, coming out of turn one, like we're in NASCAR. Love the deli with the boar's head meats and cheeses. Love the hot bar they've got there. Love the salad bar they've got there. Love the substation they've got there. Then I head on over to the bakery where I get my coconut cream pies. Then I head over to the butcher shop and get my seafood and my meats. Pharmacy, in case you need that. Get the beer fridge, in case you need that for college football. Love where everything. I just know where everything is. No, got to get my breads and chips on aisle one. Love it. More than that, though, love the prices and the selection because I told you, there's some things I get that nobody else gets, and obviously they stock it just for me, like the vanilla cream sodas that I enjoy so much. And the wide variety they have there. So it's college football season right around the corner. Let's get the tailgate stuff ready. We're going to Charleston tomorrow after the show. We'll do the show down on Thursday. We'll gas up, use my Ingles Advantage card to save money there. Love my great friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. All right, September the 26th, Will Clanton. Catch this. Number 10, Oklahoma at number 3, Georgia. Number 2, Oregon at number 14, Southern Cal. Number 5, Texas at number 20, Tennessee. Number 8, Texas A&M at number 11, LSU. Number 22, Iowa at number 16, Michigan. Illinois is at number 1, Ohio State. And 9th-ranked Ole Miss is at Florida.
Is that 7 or is that 6 ranked matchups?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's actually 5 because Florida's not ranked and Illinois aren't ranked. But 5 ranked matchups.
Okay.
All right. And in that, you've got one game of two top tens going at it in Georgia and Oklahoma right now. Preseason poll, that is. Oh, by the way, South Carolina plays Alabama that day. So that's another one to kind of think about. But that's a good weekend right there. And let's see, is Clemson playing the 27th? Can you get Clemson's schedule up for me? I got it right. Never mind, I got it right. All I had to do is look at that. Clemson that weekend, the 27th. That's the Friday night at Cal, the 26th. Friday night at Cal.
So what you're telling me is we can watch every single one of those games that you just listed without having to worry about Clemson football.
Because
it's already been decided.
Night before.
At 2:15 a.m.
That's right.
Local time.
That's right. Now, the other one is the November the 7th weekend. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Number 2, Oregon at number 1, Ohio State. Number 3, Georgia at number 9, Ole Miss. Number 7, Miami at number 4, Notre Dame. Number 5, Texas at number 25, Missouri. Number 13, Alabama at number 11, LSU. Number 14, BYU at number 21, Utah. And number 18, Penn State at number 17, Washington. So I've got three top 10 games and 7 top 25 games. Both teams top 25, but three games where everybody's top 10. So that's good. And when it, you know, it's good when like Alabama LSU is a secondary game that week. Miami Notre Dame, Catholics versus convicts, 7 versus 4. You got Georgia going to Oxford, 3 versus 9, and you got matchup number 1 versus number 2. Now, who knows if they'll be 1 and 2 at that point in time. Oregon going into that one, Oregon's got Southern Cal on the road. Oregon's got at Illinois maybe, potential trip ups there. Ohio State, they go to Texas early. They go to Iowa, they go to Indiana, they go to Southern Cal. So, but could be number 1 versus number 2 there. That's a good weekend. Good weekend for college football. All right, can't wait. We're going to talk AP poll with Will Clinton. Segment. I don't know about that. I'm going to take my son to Athens for a game. Let's figure that out this year.
Ooh, okay.
He's never been to Athens and never been to a game. And so we'll figure out a date that we'll do that with. Try to get him down to Athens. And I also want to take him to Neyland. I've only been to Neyland Stadium once.
I've never been.
It's good.
Okay.
It's tight in there, but it's good. But we'll look and see. So we'll try to figure that out. But anyway.
Yeah, taking my bias out of the equation, we've got a lot of really, really, really good places to watch really, really, really good football in the South. I mean, think about Athens. As long as you're not wearing the colors of the away fan,
yeah,
you're going to have a good time.
You know, Drake was a fan of the Gamecocks for about a year. And he doesn't pull for him anymore, but he's never been to Williams-Brice. Matter of fact, he's only seen South Carolina play one sporting event ever, and that was a baseball game at Clemson.
Okay.
We'll figure this thing out, man. I'll look at the dates of when they could be playing. And so that Georgia-Oklahoma, Clemson plays on a Friday night. That Georgia-Oklahoma game in Athens, that could be one. Might have called BV for some tickets or something. But,
I mean, You've got friends that I've never met that I know you speak to almost every single day. Looking at you, Georgia Greg, they may have some sort of
I'm looking at it now. It's the only home game, only time that Clemson plays away or open that Georgia plays at home. So, matter of fact, Clemson plays on November the 21st. They play away. We'll go over all this in a minute, but they play away. And on the 21st, they play at Duke. Well, we'll go to Duke for that one, though, because we're going to try to get an RV before then to take up for that one. If not, we go down to Columbia for Georgia, South Carolina. I'd be wanting to knock both those out in the same trip though. Anyway, let's just see what my son would think about Athens.
Speaking of Georgia and the AP poll.
Yeah.
Georgia's the highest-ranked SEC team.
Yeah.
1,513 votes. Ohio State in first with 1,672. Not a single SEC team got a single first place vote.
First time since 2015 that happened.
That's insane. Especially with Georgia at 3, Texas at 5, Miami at number 7 had the most, or I should say the least amount of first place votes while still getting one.
Right.
A single first place vote for Miami at number 7, but number 3 Georgia, 0.
Oregon, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Indiana, and Michigan, Miami all received first place votes. Georgia did not, and Texas did not, and A&M and Ole Miss and Oklahoma and LSU did not, which is interesting. What do you make of that? Is that because I know what SEC guy's going to say? Man, we just beat each other up. I don't know. We just can't. Where the real story, fact of the matter is that right now the perception is that Ohio State and Oregon is better than anybody in the SEC. That's a very interesting way of looking at it. But the SEC guy's going to convince you that. Even I told you what, there are certain SEC people that on the day that Ohio State and Oregon will play on an October date, November date, there are SEC people who will act like, oh, that game doesn't even matter. Nobody cares about number 2 Oregon, number 1 Ohio State. Because instead, now I'm serious when I say this. Instead, they'd rather watch Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. Seriously. And they're not Vanderbilt fans, and not Mississippi State fans, or Arkansas, Auburn play that day. Or Kentucky and Tennessee play that day. And they'll try to convince you that, man, that Oregon and Ohio State, who cares? That game doesn't matter. At Davis Wade Stadium down in Starkville, Mississippi, Vanderbilt's got Mississippi State. It's almost like we need to do a documentary on those type people. It is. It's almost like, you know how you see, I'm going to get in trouble here, Appalachia? Have you've seen any documentaries on some Appalachia?
Hollers.
Yeah, and like you said, man, people live like that? Like, there's actually people still in America in 2026, and that's how Well, there's actually people that believe this in this SEC, too. Like, it's the only thing that matters. It's the only sport that matters.
Well, I mean, there's a book that was written about that in the 1950s, Flowers for Algernon.
Never heard of it. What is this?
If anybody gets that.
I didn't get it.
Touché for you. It's essentially about a man who is, through social coercion, convinced that he is a genius when in fact he is very, very, very stupid.
Okay. All right, I got you. That's interesting. I didn't know that's the case.
With that being said, taking Clemson out of the equation, and I'll answer first, but I want to ask you who you are most surprised to not be ranked in this poll. For me, it's Illinois.
Okay.
I feel like Illinois has gotten to, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, even if they're not returning a lot of starters, they don't have any big names, they don't have any big pulls out of the transfer portal. I feel like we should know by now that Illinois is going to win 9 games.
Well, I like that idea. Illinois is one that they've won 19 games the last 2 years. They're 19-7 the last 2 years. And you know they're going to run it. You know they're going to be successful at running it. Last year they didn't run it, though. Last year they're down to 138 yards a game rushing. But the fact of the matter is they had a quarterback that they liked. I think that's part of it deal there now at Illinois. And part of the reason why you're not hearing a whole lot about Illinois is that the quarterback, they just didn't go out and hit on and get a big-name guy. They got Caitlin Hoosier from Michigan State. And he did throw for 3,000 yards. I didn't realize that. He threw for 3,000 yards last year. 19 touchdowns, 6 picks. So maybe he's the guy. Maybe he gets that thing done. I think it's part of it. Maybe the way – I don't know. I don't know why Illinois is not getting more play. Maybe the toughness of the conference, maybe.
Honestly, that's a good point.
But – I mean, like, it's not just that they're not ranked. They're ranked behind Navy and South Carolina and TCU and Arizona and Boise State and Florida State. I mean, Florida and Clemson on that thing, too. So part of it might be they go to Ohio State. They have Oregon. I mean, that schedule's not terrible. Outside of those two, everything else seems to be doable. So I don't know. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. I didn't know. They are ranked slightly higher. Let me see if I said. Yeah, slightly higher in the coaches poll. 29th in the coaches poll.
But for me, first time I saw both those polls, I said, I obviously missed Illinois.
Yeah, I don't know why that's the case. Well, Illinois is not as highly thought of. I'm looking at Phil Steele's magazine right now. He has them behind Minnesota and Nebraska and Iowa and Washington. Like, is Illinois going to fall off that much?
Really?
In the season? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it seems to be an issue with Illinois coming in. I don't know. Mine would be Florida. Look, I think Florida, I think people are missing on Florida. I think Philo is a great quarterback. He at Georgia Tech last year, whenever he played, I thought he was phenomenal. He broke Trevor Lawrence's passing records in high school in Georgia. And they go get Buster Faulkner. And I think Florida is going to have a really, really good year. The hard part for Florida is the schedule. Road games at Auburn, at Missouri, at Texas, at Kentucky, at Florida State. They get Georgia and Jacksonville, and at home they get Ole Miss, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Vanderbilt. So if you look at Florida's schedule, bear with me 1 second here. I'm going to do this. Florida has number 9 Ole Miss, number 25 Missouri, number 5 Texas, number 3 Georgia, number 10 Oklahoma. I mean, that's tough. That's 1, 2, 3. That's 4 top 10s. So maybe that's a little bit of that, but that's a tough, tough schedule. But I think Florida's going to be much improved this year. Florida last year was 4-8, and their wins were against Long Island. They did beat Texas. They beat a bad Florida State team, a bad Mississippi State team. They lost to South Florida, if you remember. Lost to South Florida at home. But they were bad and bad awful early. They get up to a much easier start with Florida Atlantic Campbell before they go to Auburn. I think they could beat Auburn. They're going to be 3-0 facing Ole Miss. And I think Florida's going to be, you know, win 7-8. They're not going 9. The schedule's too tough. But Florida's going to be a tough out. And Anthony Philo is going to be a really good quarterback down there. And John Summerall, of the new hires, including Kiffin, I think John Summerall's the best hire in the SEC. So
I put him at number 2.
Behind Kiffin?
Yeah. But, I mean, well, neither of them have won a playoff game.
You realize that Florida, and I heard this yesterday, in the last 5 years, Florida has 4 losing seasons?
Which is insane. Yeah.
How? Like, how?
Well, when I think about Florida last year, were they 4-8 or 5-7?
They were 4-8 last year.
So 4-8, not a great year. You know, they beat Texas, whoop-de-doo. What the game that summed up their season for me was the Florida-LSU game, where it was like Florida had 10 chances to score one touchdown.
LSU tried to give them the game, and they wouldn't take it.
And it was interception, turning the ball over on fourth down, fumble, interception. They were hard to watch last year.
Let me give you this. Florida, the last 10 years, is 25-37 away from the swamp. 25-37. Oof. Let me give you this. Under Billy Napier, away from the swamp, they were 4-5. They were 5-17 away from the swamp under Billy Napier. And this year they go to Auburn, go to Missouri, go to Texas, go to Kentucky, go to Florida State, and go to Jacksonville. No, go to Atlanta, I should say Jacksonville. Go to Atlanta for Georgia.
I mean, there's tougher away from home schedules.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
There's still 4 top 10 teams on that schedule. That's tough. Mm-hmm. So, but I think Florida's going to be much improved. And Florida's going to beat somebody. Well, they beat somebody last year. If you think about it. Actually, the last 2 years, Florida has beaten a top 10 team. They beat Ole Miss, knocked them out of the playoffs 2 years ago, and then they beat Texas last year. So they beat top 10 teams. But just not enough of those top 10 teams, which is interesting. I enjoyed segment two, buddy. That's always good. We'll come back. I've got a Clemson depth thought. Clemson has added some depth at a couple of spots that I feel much better about after the weekend. I'll tell you where. We'll take some phone calls, some text messages. Love to have you come back much more after this. Whatever it is. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Got a lot to do here in this segment. I've got the Clemson football thought I'll get to. And we'll do that. Texture 8688, Adams Grove text line. Can we explain, get an explanation about Drake being a Gamecock fan for a bit, LOL. Yeah, father-in-law's Gamecock and loves his father, loves his granddad. And so that was that. But now has come back from the dark side. 9519 writes in, Mick and Will, something to keep in mind, 10 to 12 teams on average, that's in the preseason top 25, finish the season unranked. That's the average over the last several seasons. Yeah, and last year it was not just the teams at the back of the poll, it's teams at the top of the poll, the Clemsons and the Penn States of the world. Didn't happen that way. Jed writes in this morning, and it's not about basketball. Jed, did you? Don't have any basketball thoughts? Mickey, speaking of Billy Napier, how well you think he'll do at James Madison this year? First, let me say this. I'm a Billy Napier fan. I think the world of Billy Napier. And I think that he'll do great there. It's a different situation for him. You know, you think about what he did down in Louisiana. He was absolutely phenomenal there. And I think this fits right in. I say this all the time. Because a guy wins at one place – doesn't mean he's going to win another. Because he loses at one place, doesn't mean he's going to lose another one. And James Madison is on a roll right now. James Madison, last 5 years, 12-2, 8-3, 11-2, 9-4. They went 12-2 last year. And I think he's going to do well there. They're set up for success there. They're better than Old Dominion and Marshall and App State. They're better than Georgia Southern, better than Coastal. Better in Louisiana, better in Troy, better in Louisiana Tech. They've got resources there, and they've got talent there. And you think about what the coaching staffs have looked like there as of late. I think Napier will do really, really well there, and I'm pulling for him. He's a great guy. And Furman fans and Clemson fans, we're going to pull for this guy now.
If you want to get into the statistics of the preseason AP poll, since 1989, that's a lot of time. It's a lot of data. 9.6, to be more specific, 9.6 teams in the preseason poll are finished unranked. And not just Clemson and Penn State from last year, but since 1989, two preseason top 10 teams finish unranked.
Every year. You can make the case of who that's going to be, but if we thought that, they wouldn't be ranked in the preseason top 10. By the way, Napier replaces Bob Chesney, who went to UCLA. Watch this. UCLA's going to be pretty good this year. UCLA's one of the most experienced teams in the country this year. Bet you didn't know that. Number one in the experience poll coming out. Brenton Anderson gets in Adams Grove text line. I'm a huge Clemson Tiger fan, and I'm not upset at all. They're not ranked. They don't deserve to be, and maybe it will help this year instead of getting the big head, so to speak. Yeah, I don't think Clemson's got the big head. And I think that chip on the shoulder, Clemson has played better with a chip on the shoulder. So that chip is back, I'm sure. I got some more thoughts about Dabo Swinney coming up as well. Texture said, be careful taking Drake back to Willie B. He might come back to the good side. I like it, Texture. I like the banter back and forth. We'll take him down, though. He's asked to go in the past. Just hadn't worked out, but we'll take him down there. 7201 said, the SEC gets credit for playing a hard schedule, and Illinois gets dinged for playing a hard schedule. That's right. That's it. Now you figured it out. You have, I don't know who provided you the propaganda sheet, the talking points. It somewhere the talking points will look like that if you win in the postseason is because we went through the rigors and we were prepared. If you lose in the postseason, it's because we went through the rigors and we were spent. I tell you one thing that in talking to Buddy Sanji about yesterday's depth, and there's going to be a team out there that's going to spend a lot of money, but they're going to spend it on the player, and the player gets hurt, and the depth issue is going to stink up on somebody. Jed said, LOL, I text about football before, thanks to the opinion. Yeah, I know you're a football guy, too. I was picking on you. I love it. Texture 1399 says, I have a sister named Rita, and she absolutely stinks. I can say that because she doesn't listen. Love you, sis. What's the lyric? How does it go? I know your name is Rita.
And you could be nothing sweeter, I think. I'm going to look it up.
I thought something smelling sweeter. Could be wrong about that. Texture. James Madison might be the coaching lift right now. Yeah, you see a couple of those programs that are like this. But James Madison, you seemingly parlaying that into bigger and better. 95-96, and don't scare Drake taking him to the dead cockroach, the upside-down cockroach, a.k.a. Willie B.
The lyric, if you'd like to hear it still.
Yeah.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume's smelling sweeter. Not sure what that means.
Okay. Well, I know what it means. She supposedly smells good.
But does every Rita smell good?
Yeah.
You smell a nice perfume, you just assume her name is Rita?
I mean, because it rhymes, he's smelling sweeter. Texter said, Drake at Gamecock almost said he wasn't my nephew anymore, but for Gramps, I'm okay with it. No, he's not a Gamecock anymore. Matter of fact, he's full Tiger from now on. Texas Mickey's your wife also a Gamecock fan? No, my wife, three of my wife's 4 degrees came from Clemson. So she's a Tiger through and through. Matter of fact, I'll tell a story on her. My wife, and she's going to hear about this later, I'm sure. My wife, we go to South Carolina Clemson game in 2015. Where Clemson took the stadium over. Remember that? I'm telling you, there were 35,000 Clemson fans in Williams-Brice in 2015. Sean Elliott was coach at South Carolina, and Deshaun Watson trying to figure out an undefeated season. Clemson took it over, 35,000 Clemson fans. Anyway, we go with some friends of hers and their mom and dad and their Gamecocks, and all the way right before we're about to get in the car with these people to drive down there because they got a great tailgate spot. My wife's like, don't say anything. Don't be a jerk. Let's just be nice to these people. They're big Gamecocks. Her best friend at the time, one of her best friends at the time, went to South Carolina. It's like, hey, let's just be nice. She got in the car, rips off a cadence count, and rubs her nose in it. And right before kickoff, she's like, I can't stand this place. Stand these people.
Let's go, Meredith.
Yeah. Stephen Simpsonville, who met him, met Drake, said, good morning. I know Drake's a Clemson fan. Looked me in the eye, shook my hand, told me that. Yeah. Drake's back. Yeah, he's back. Texture said, how could this happen? Drake, lack of parenting. How did this happen? No. It was a superior grandparenting. And there was a little bit in there just to be a little bit different. But like I said, man, he's back. Don't give a kid a hard time now. He's back. Told you, we're going to have a great day. Tomorrow, we're headed down to Charleston together. Speaking to the Charleston Clemson Club, we're at baseball practice last night. Jeff Scott. Our head coach mentioned he was down in Charleston for a softball travel ball over the weekend. And we're throwing, doing our warm-ups, the calisthenics, throwing around. Drake said, yeah, I'm going to Charleston this weekend. And Coach Scott's like, what for? He goes, speaking engagement. Jeff's like, who are you speaking to? I'd rather hear from you from your dad anyway.
I mean, he gave an interview on TV a week ago.
Yeah, he did.
He does have a lot of speaking engagements.
He did, for sure. All right, here's my one Clemson thought, and we'll get to it after the next segment, too. But let me just give this now. Clemson has some depth in some places that I didn't anticipate coming in. And the most is, to me, the biggest news is at defensive end. Because I felt good about Helt and I felt good about Lawson. But the emergence of London Merritt and the emergence of Mayo on the outside, I think they've got some depth at defensive end now. I definitely like that fact an awful lot. We'll talk about that in the next segment. I think he has some depth at wide receiver, depth at running back. I think he got depth on the offensive line. I worry about frontline offensive line, but there's a bunch of bodies out there. I think there'll be a big drop-off with a bunch of big bodies there. So, and even, to be honest with you, I think you can win with a couple of those quarterbacks now. So there's depth in a lot of places. Still worry about depth at linebacker. Still worry about depth in the secondary. But I like the depth pieces. And even depth at defensive tackle a little bit, too. But I like the depth pieces there a little bit. Let's get into that. Hour number two with Will and Mickey kicks off right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5.